Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Bully Busters, the podcast where we talk about how to make our school and online safe spaces safe and happy for everyone. I'm Mahab.
And I'm Anaya. Today we have a super important topic. We're going to talk about cyberbullying. It's all about understanding what it is, where it happens, how to prevent it, and what it to do if it happens to you.
That's right. I'm Sophia, and we're here to share some really useful information with you. Let's get started and learn how we can stay safe online.
First, let's talk about what cyberbullying is. Anaya, can you tell us what cyberbullying means?
Sure thing, Mahab. Cyberbullying is when someone uses the internet or other digital devices to be mean to someone else on purpose. This can include sending hurtful messages, posting embarrassing pictures, or spreading rumors online. It can happen through social media, messaging apps, gaming platforms, and more.
Exactly, Anaya. Cyberbullying is just as serious as bullying in person, but it can feel even worse because it can happen anytime and anywhere. Plus, it can be really hard to escape from it since we use our devices so much.
So where does cyberbullying usually happen? Anaya, can you give us some examples?
Of course. Cyberbullying can happen on social media sites like Instagram, Facebook and TikTok, where people post mean comments or share embarrassing photos. It also can happen in messaging apps like WhatsApp through text messages, where people might send nasty messages. Even in online games, players can be mean and by saying hurtful things in their chat or excluding someone from the game.
And let's not forget about emails or forums too. Anywhere people can communicate online, cyberbullying can happen. It's important to be aware of these places. We can be extra careful.
Now, how can we prevent cyberbullying? Sophia, what are some tips to stay safe online?
Great question, Mahab. One of the best ways to prevent cyberbullying is to be kind and respectful online, just like we are in person. Here are some tips. 1. Think before you post. Always consider if what you're sharing might hurt someone's feelings. 2. Keep your passwords private. Don't share your passwords with friends, even if you trust them. 3. Adjust your privacy settings. Make sure only people you trust can see your posts and personal information. 4. Be a good digital citizen. Treat others online the way you want to be treated. 5. Talk to an adult. If you see something mean happening online, tell a trusted adult right away.
Those are great tips, Sophia. And remember, if you wouldn't say it to someone's face, don't say it online. Being kind and respectful can go a long way in making the internet a safer place for everyone.
That's right. And now let's talk about what to do if you are being cyberbullied. Anaya, what should someone do if they find themselves in a situation?
Being cyberbullied, the first thing you do, first thing to remember is that it's not your fault and you don't have to handle it alone. Here's what you can do. Don't respond. Sometimes bullies are looking for a reaction, but by not responding, you can take their power to save the evidence. Keep screenshots or copies of the bully's messages or posts. This can help when you talk to an adult or report it. 3. Block the bully. Most apps and websites let you block or report users who are being mean. Use these tools to protect yourself. 4. Tell a trusted adult. Talk to a parent or a teacher about what's happening. They can help you figure out the best steps to take next. 5. Report the behavior. Many social media platforms and online games have ways to report cyberbullying. Use these features to get the bullying stopped.
And it's really important to remember that you're not alone. Lots of people experience cyberbullying, and there are always adults and friends who want to help and to support you.
Absolutely. And if you see someone else being cyberbullied, don't stay silent. Support them, encourage them to talk to an adult, and report the bullying if you can. Thanks for joining us on the Bully Busters. We hope you've learned something new about cyberbullying and how to stay safe online.
Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and talk to your teachers and family about what you've learned. Together, we can make the internet a kinder place.
See you next time. And remember, be kind, be safe, and be a Bully Buster.